Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head over to Blois Olson here on WC Show. Dave Lee with you on the morning news. Blois, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Well, pretty good. I want to ask you about the governor's schedule now today. He's going to start, I think, a regular call with, is it our congressional delegation?
Yeah, he's going to check in with the congressional delegation early this morning. Then he'll meet with the executive council. That executive council is on his schedule a lot lately. That's the attorney general, the secretary of state, the state auditor, and the lieutenant governor. And that is the council that approves any executive order. So that signals that there might be some executive orders coming today. I don't know what they're about. We might get word around noon or one if there are anything significant. But a lot of it, some of it's been fixing some of the executive orders they've done because they've had to do them in a hurry. It's unprecedented. They've gone back and edited some of them as they've gone. And then he'll be on that 2 o'clock call, which I'm sure we'll carry live for the first 20 minutes, half hour as well.
Yeah, for sure, here on WCCO Radio. Health Department daily update. Did you get have a chance to check that this morning, Blois?
It comes out at 11. And so as of yesterday at 11, we had those 10 deaths up from 9 on Sunday, 24 patients in intensive care. So we do see a steady increase here in patients in intensive care and, unfortunately, in people passing away. And I think that's where they're watching very closely just to see the speed at that number is, of course, that's what we're trying to do to not overwhelm the hospitals too soon.
Yeah, and you know, and it's good to see the number of people who are recovering too the midst of all of this.
Yeah, the number of people recovering, and then you know the idea is number of people informally that had symptoms but they weren't bad enough. And as you were just talking about the tests from Abbott and from some others. On immunity and things like that. What are these tools that we can begin to use in science and in healthcare to get this thing in a manageable position? I don't think control is a word that you could use, but maybe how the public health people are looking at continuing to manage the situation.
What's that hearing that they're going to have over at the House of Representatives tomorrow?
So it's tomorrow. It's the Rules and Legislative Administration Committee. They're going to hold a remote hearing at 2:30 tomorrow. It will be audio only, but they are working on video meetings, and it will overview kind of the remote process that they're going to try to use with nonpartisan staff available for questions. Also, they expect that they will approve HR changes. The Rules Committee is in both the House and the Senate is the committee that, like it says, it's the rules, it's the administration, it's how the committee works. And so there was a lot of pushback, especially from the media, over the lack of transparency through last week's legislative process, that they had listening sessions or kind of working group meetings, but they never actually had committee hearings. And that legislators even posted pictures of themselves on video chats. But the press was never alerted. The public was never alerted to these calls. And I think the House is trying to get out in front for this next coronavirus session, which is probably mid-April, is to find out how they can make these committee hearings more visible and just in general, more transparent.
That meeting will be audio only, Blois, as I understand it.
Yes. And we have the agenda in Morning Take, and we'll have a link to the audio public tomorrow in Morning Take as well.
It was interesting in Arkansas. I see their legislature got together in a sports stadium.
Well, there's a lot. The backup plan for the Minnesota legislature was River Center or Xcel Energy Center, where they could.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've looked at alternative sites. And, they've done, legislators have met in committee hearings in remote places before. So that's possible. But, yeah, River Center or Xcel Energy Center were some of the thoughts on how you could have, 201 legislators in one place and move legislation. And so we'll see just, if they have to go to extreme measures here or if videos work. And it's interesting to watch the House is doing this. It'll be interesting to see if the Senate adapts any new rules in the coming days.
Gosh, boys, it was only a couple of years ago that these town hall meetings were becoming quite unpredictable, as you know, with all the intensity that was happening inside of those. And now these candidates are doing the virtual town halls. How are those going over?
Well, there's two types of virtual town halls going on. Members of Congress are doing their traditional virtual town halls, which kind of call your number and say, do you want to be on a town hall with your member of Congress? Those seem to be going well. I talked to Tom Emmer last week. He said people stuck with them for a half hour, 45 minutes as they talked about it. So there's definitely an interest. And I said, well, they're not going anywhere. So they're just sitting at home listening. But I know that Ilhan Omar has done those. Andy Craig has done those. And so that's the way in which these are going. The new dynamic on the campaign side is, like, for instance, if you go down the second congressional district, the Republicans that are working to defeat Angie Craig, they have an endorsing convention in early May. And so they're having town halls trying to get in delegates to support them and on issues. And so I think it depends on, the stature, the campaign, how these town halls are going and people's level of engagement. But Angie Craig will have one again today with religious leaders. And that's just really how elected officials are trying to keep up in touch with their constituents.
Hey, I got my license tabs not too long ago, so I was able to get those on.
Yeah.
I did it through the mail. Mine are due, I guess, tomorrow. I had to have them on, so I got them in March. But I've also, as you know, we talked about making that application for the Real ID. I did that. That obviously isn't here yet as well. What's going on for people with tabs and licenses and all that sort of thing?
It was in the legislation last week that it's delayed, that you can, because of COVID, you don't need to have it current, but you can, if you get pulled over, just explain the situation. There won't be a fine. But I laugh because you and I talked offline about the Real ID thing, and my checklist is sitting right here, Dave, I was ready to walk in that first week of March or second week of March, and it's still sitting here. So
I gave you that secret location. That's really good. It's not such a secret, but it was very good.
That's good. So yeah, no, that'll wait. And there's a grace period for people on that. Obviously those are the things that, people just don't need to worry about at a time like this, especially if they're essential workers going to and from work.
How about your email if I want to get your newsletter today or any one of the newsletters you have?
You just you go to fluence-newsletters.com and you can sign up for any of the newsletters. And if you just want to sign up for Morning Take, you can go to wccoradio.com/morningtake and link to subscribe right there.
Okay, Blois, have an awesome day. I'll talk to you tomorrow for sure.
Sounds good. See you, Dave.
Blois Olson, Morning Take, WCCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.